This call is being recorded.
Greetings to you. Well, serves here with you. Just to pave the way, you might say, for our dear brother and master here, Yeshua, to come in. We will be back here shortly after he delivers his message, okay? Okay. This is Yeshua. It's wonderful to be with you here this time, in this moment. Times that are growing very short as we find it here. You are in the midst, in the moment, of a great many changes to happen to your world, to you as an individual, your individual world. So much is happening, so much is changing, so much is developing within you and outside of you. So many things that you are yet unaware of. But they are happening regardless. And you are the catalyst for all of this. This is the time of the season of change, the season of birth. When you look at what is occurring at this particular day, what has been called Easter, it is not what you have come to learn as you grew up, what you have been told, what you have been programmed to believe. Certainly, yes, it is not about the Easter bunny and Easter eggs. That is but a metamorphosis that happened as a result of many things that developed, but all to bring about control. It was all about control. But this day is a celebration. It is a celebration of new love. It is a celebration of new life. New life that is coming into the planet. New energies that are coming into the planet. All is about change and shifting and movement. As you look at the trees and the plants, they are all beginning to bloom. The flowers, they are all blooming now. This is the spring. This is the time of evolvement and change and motion and movement. And this is what is indicative of this day. When you look at the examples that have been given of my life at that time, and to go through the process that I went through, much of it has been altered. Much of it is not true, as you have been programmed to believe over many, many lifetimes and the years in this life. So much of it is not accurate. So much of it has been changed to suit the ones who wanted the control. But I tell you, I did not die on the cross as you have been programmed to believe. I survived. I made it through all of that. Because I had a knowing and understanding of who I was, based on those experiences that I learned when I traveled. I traveled in what you call the missing years. I traveled to many places and learned the secrets, learned the mysteries. And then I was able to come back and teach those very mysteries and those secrets. And that is what my life was about. That is what I came here for. Just as you are here now to be the system busters, I was a system buster at that time. Very much earlier than you now, of course. But still, I came to share love, to spread love, to spread the light. Just as you are here now to do the same. I became the Christ, just as you are here to become the Christ. Also, you are here to take on the Christ consciousness, to have it move and be within your being, and then be able to share that Christ consciousness. That is the meaning of the second coming. It is not me coming back in a physical body and showing miracles and those types of things again. No, it is about you. It is about you, each one, the collective you, taking on the mysteries and understanding them and being able to share them and the light around you. So in your group that you have each Sunday, you are doing exactly that. You are sharing that amongst each other. But please understand that you are sharing it to way more than just your group. Way more are becoming involved in understanding of these mysteries, these secrets, these changes that you speak of here. So much is happening that is beyond your understanding. If you look at it at a three-dimensional understanding, you cannot understand the mysteries. But if you rise in vibrations, if you raise into the higher dimensions, you will begin to understand these, and they will be no longer mysteries. They will be complete and total understandings. So be of good cheer, all of you, my brothers and sisters, my friends. We are all in this together. We are all moving through this process together. Yes, I went through the ascension process, and you are now going through that ascension process as well. And we are going to come together through all of this in many ways, and I am always there with you and will always be there with you, whether it is as I am speaking to you now as Yeshua or as my higher aspect, Sananda. Either way, we are there with you at all times. I leave you now with love and peace in my heart to share with each and every one of you. Please go out each day from here and forth and spread that light and love to all that you come in contact with. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Love
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you.
Mani Padme Om Ma Om Ma Om. Greetings to you. One starts here. And we are getting ready for a wonderful show next weekend. We know we have spoken of this before, and we know that James is having a conniption here because we are saying so many things, and he is thinking, well, how are we going to do all of this? How are we going to make all of this happen? And we tell him again and again, just let it be. Let it go. It is what it is. All of these wonderful sayings that you have and that we have imparted some of these to you. Believe and you shall see all of this. This is what is going to be needed to have the manifestations that we have spoken of and the show, you might say, that is planned here. So get ready, okay?
Okay.
You have questions here for one who serves. Oh, and by the way, just we needed to just throw this in. The one that is the one, the more the comedian here, he will be the MC, you might say, at your event.
Oh,
he will be the one carrying the show here for the most part. Okay?
Yeah.
You have questions here now. For one who serves. Anything?
I have a question. This is Cheryl.
Yes.
So, in speaking of the timeline split, will that be gradual, like over a year or more of our time?
You have to understand that this split has already happened. But it has happened at the higher vibrations, into the higher dimensions, so above, so below. So it has already occurred in the higher vibrations and in the higher frequencies, and it will begin to manifest more and more into your three-dimensional understanding. But you see, you have to understand your three-dimensional understanding is changing. You are moving from the three-dimensional illusion into the higher vibrations even now as we are speaking here. You are, many of you are in the fourth dimension now, in various levels of the fourth. This is why when you are wishing for something or asking for something, it is manifesting so much faster because the barrier that is there, the veil, you might say, is coming down. And you will move, as you move higher in these vibrations, you will find that you will manifest things much, much quicker than you have in the past. Many of you are already seeing this, are you not? Even in terms of a karmic thing, a karmic occurrence here. In case, in terms of you do something and you have an immediate reaction to it. Something immediately occurs after this. You are finding this as well. You see? Did this answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Other questions here? Those of you on the phone can unmute your phone to ask your question.
One, sir, this is Lydia. And I have a question about the sun. In the past, we have been told that we need to protect our skin against the ultraviolet rays from the sun. But lately, for some reason, I've been very not willing to take that as a true statement. Is it true or has it changed?
It is part of the programming that has occurred here. Stay out of the sun. Therefore, if you stay out of the sun, you will not receive the consciousness downloads, you might say, that can come from this. And this was purposeful on the part of the cabal to hold you away from the sun's energy as a collective. So they have done all that they can to keep people out of the sun, put on your sunblock, all of these things. Sun is not good for you. It is exactly the opposite of this. The sun is good for you. Not overdoing it. Certainly if you live in the desert area here in this Phoenix area, you do not want to sit out in the sun for very long in the summertime here. That will not be helpful. But for very brief periods, it can be very helpful. Because of vitamin D, because of pranic energy, all of these things, the consciousness downloads as we speak here, all of this is a part of the process of moving through the ascension year. And you need all of this. So those of you that stay in dark rooms, or even just look at it in this way, if you know anybody that tends to sit in a dark room most of the day and they do not go out and get the sun, do you not see them as very depressed most of the time? You see?
Yeah.
This is all a part of the programming that has gone on here to keep you from the sun. It's the same thing that they are doing, trying to block the sun from you with their chemical trails and all of this. You see?
Yes. Yes, I see.
Does that
answer
your question?
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Other questions here? There was a question earlier that someone had here, if they wish to ask it. It's having to do with Yeshua.
Okay. Hello, this is Yvette. One who serves, it's so nice to speak with you all. I think it was me asking, did Yeshua Sananda know about the beings inside our planet, the aliens, reptilians, etc.? And with that, are they what we consider demons?
Okay, first of all, when Yeshua spoke of those missing years here, he was speaking of those travels of going to Egypt and Tibet and all of these various places to learn the mysteries. And he certainly did this. And in some of those places, he not only learned the mysteries on the earth, he learned the mysteries below the earth as well. He came in contact with those from Agartha. This is not spoken of, certainly, and will not be shared by your media or anything of this nature, but it did occur, and he learned some of these mysteries and those things he was able to do as a result of those travels that he went on. So yes, he was very familiar with those in the inner earth, and does this answer answer your question on that.
Yes, and it is a complicated question because we just would go, what did he learn? And are some of these other beings benevolent, but they look so frightening that we considered all of them dark?
There are both here. There are both here. There are benevolence and evilness as well, you can say. There are those factions within the earth, even to this day, that are would not be considered benevolent. But then there are many civilizations below the earth that are, or in the earth rather, that are very benevolent, very loving, very caring, and some that are neutral. They do not care one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a combination. All of this will be a part of disclosure here.
Thank you. Thank you.
And as far as demons and this type of thing, and your idea of hell, and all of this came from as a result of knowing what was below the earth, and they created this idea of hell and the demons and Satan, and all of these things came as a result of this. Coming in contact with the reptilians, these type of thing.
Right. Thank you.
Look at the picture of a reptilian in one of your movies. Ganatka, your Jupiter Rising, or Jupiter, was that the name
Jupiter
of the movie
ascending.
Here? Jupiter Rising?
Ascending.
Jupiter Ascending, yes, Jupiter Ascending. And the picture of one of the reptilians in that, did that not resemble or could come to resemble the idea of a devil?
Yes.
Or Satan? So this is where mm-hmm. this comes from.
Did Jesus go to Shambhala, and how did this prepare him for the ministry ahead of him?
He did visit Shambhala, yes. And he learned, as we say here, the mysteries, and was able to bring those mysteries, those secrets, back and be able to utilize them. It is very similar, though, if you went yourself, if you went to Tibet in various places and were able to be invited into the monasteries there, you would see miracles there, what you would consider miracles. But what we have said many times, they are not miracles, they are science. Science at higher vibrations.
And understanding of it.
That goes with the higher vibrations, yes.
Did you want
to have a question?
Got to jump in quick.
I have to ask a question about my...
Oh.
Just a minute. Trying to get the microphone.
This is Sushila. I have to ask the question about my son, Sanath Health. He's still having the eczema. He's suffering with the skin condition for the last 17 months. We are trying, but still we're not able to get any solution to cure his health. So now I need the help because I'm emotionally so upset. So I need the help to get it off this suffering. But I don't want to get what is the reason behind his health condition, but I need a solution. So please help me.
But we can tell you on this without coming directly out and telling you what to do or how to do it. We know that you are wanting this, but we cannot do that. We are not allowed to do that, nor would we do that, because that is interfering. Even though you are asking, we cannot interfere in one's development or one's path here. And this particular child that you have here has a path. And this path is needing to have certain types of things occur here in terms of the skin condition as you are speaking here. But we're finding here that the skin condition is largely a result of environment. Environment that is bringing this upon him. And if you were to change the environment, this would help, but certainly that would be difficult to do as we understand it. but he is not akin or amenable, you might say, to the environment that he is in at the present time. Now, understanding that and understanding that you will not likely be able to change that environment, it is important for you to change the energies that this one is receiving through food, through drink, all of this. This would be helpful to bring a more of a full alkaline balance to this one. Alkaline acid balanced and more to the alkaline side. This would also be helpful. There are books out there that you can find that have healing methods for this type of thing, not in terms of allopathic medicine, but in terms of naturopathic medicine. And of course, those from the Chinese tradition, the Chinese medicine would also be very helpful, as well as herbs, and all of this would be helpful here. Do your research, look into this. What is your term? Google it. There are many things you can find on eczema and skin conditions. Do the research and you will find the answer in there. It is there. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
You know, Jesus was traveling during his time, and he went to Egypt, and I don't think he did by foot all the time. Didn't they have an underground rail that they had called the speeders? I read that one place, but I'm asking if that is true, where they traveled underground to get to those long-distant places.
Not only that, but he was able to learn to bilocate himself.
Wow.
That was even faster.
Yes.
This is Amora in Costa Mesa. Did Jesus study with Babaji during his travels? And if so, what were the major learnings he acquired?
Not so much from Babaji, but from others that you have not even ever heard of here. From into the high levels of Tibet and monasteries there. He was invited there because of who he was and was able to travel to those places. And once he was able to learn to utilize travel by spirit or by location of the body, he was able then to travel to even more places. So, no, he did not walk to those places or even ride a camel.
Thank you.
Sometimes, yes, but for the most part, he was able to utilize other forms of transportation.
Well, I heard that Mary Magdalene went with him in several places. Did she bilocate also?
She did not go that far, but yes, she did travel with him some.
Well, thank you so much.
Further questions here.
This is Tad. I've got a question about many people are now experiencing a continuous ringing of the ears, and many, including myself, have experienced during meditation that the ringing in the ears becomes a powerful resonant frequency that starts to shift the consciousness to another reality almost. It's almost kind of startling where your whole reality shifts and you start to not only understand the true nature of the 3D reality, but you start to be introduced to a world that's almost totally unknown or unfamiliar. Is this hopefully something that everyone's going to start to experience, or is it just a case by case basis? Or
it is a case-by-case basis, as you're saying, more individual, but it is also a collective as well. Not all will experience this, though. This is a process leading up to the event here. And when the event happens, it will take what you are feeling and what you are experiencing in this consciousness shifting here and take it to a whole higher new extreme here. It will be beyond your imaginings, as we have said many times. So it is a part of a process here that is occurring for the ascension, yes.
Thank you.
Any further questions here?
Namaste. I have a question. I greet you from a place of light after a long tunnel of darkness, and as I come out of this tunnel, I feel very energized and ready to go. And I wanted to ask, when does the fun begin? I am excited, I am anxious, and I just want to know, when do we start doing something fun? And if we're already doing something fun and we just don't happen to remember, is there anything we can do to try to remember? Thank you, Master.
The idea of fun is subjective, certainly. It is subjective for each individual person. What is fun for one is not fun for another, or vice versa. And we have said many times, you spend your whole life, or many lifetimes, looking for moments of joy, when in reality, what would be the most beneficial is looking for the joy in every moment. So if you spend your time looking for those moments of joy, they will elude you. But if you find yourself in that moment of joy as much as you possibly can, then you are having fun, as we would say here. And the fun, as you are saying, as we are thinking you are meaning here, the fun is about to start here, yes. There is going to be much that is going to shift and change. We know we have been saying this now again and again for years. We have been saying soon and imminent and all of these things. But you have to understand that it is so convoluted, all of this. There is so many pieces that have had to come together. But the pieces are coming together, and you are coming to the end of the puzzle, where if you've ever done one of those crazy puzzles on the table, and you're putting them together, where do you start? You start on the end pieces. You start on the outline around it. And then you begin to fill in the middle parts, and more, until you get to the very end, where that last piece is ready to put in. And once that last piece goes in, then you will have all of these changes. You will have the event. So this is all about to come together here. We cannot say exactly when, because no one but the Prime Creator, him, herself, knows the answer to that. And it is something that is constantly changing there as well. Does this answer your question?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
We are so glad, Moses, that you have come out of that dark tunnel and have found the light again. But if you would really look at things, you were never in a dark tunnel to begin with. It only appeared that way to you. From our point of view, you were always the light shining in that tunnel.
Thank you, Master. Thank you very much.
Anything further here before we release channel?
I have a question.
Yes.
This isn't necessarily asking time and when, but there's so much misinformation out there, and we know that there's a new republic coming. And can you set us straight on maybe some misinformation or what's real and what's not or something in relationship to the New Republic coming? Is there anything that you know that can help us?
Yes, first of all, it is not a New Republic. It is the Old Republic. It is what was meant to be to begin with. And as you are going back to that, and the Republic is not coming, it is already there. It is already in place. It just needs to have the final pieces put together here where it can be announced. But there are many, There are many cogs in the machine at various times, and they keep the machine from running freely. You understand what we are saying here. It is if at various times someone has put a wrench into the wheel going around and has blocked it up. And this is a part of what is occurring here. But it is all coming together. Be patient a little while longer and you will begin to see more fully. But even more than that, that is external. But everything first comes from within. So find the changes that are already happening within you. Many changes are happening within you. And it will help you to understand and allow for the time frame here to continue on if you know that the changes are happening directly within you. And of course, the changes within lead to the changes without.
Thank you.
Yes.
I have another question.
Yes.
Please, I'm sorry. I wanted to know if Trump has been notified by the Federation now, and does he know that he possibly has to bring in the Nasara? And it looks like his family has been threatened. And that he does not take any bribes or his cabinet. But does he know that who he is now and that he will be able to be protected? The question is he being protected by them, really?
He is being protected by the forces of light, by the Alliance, all of this, yes. He was put there by the Alliance. To bring about the changes, to be the one that can do this. The one Obama was going to be the one, the disclosure president and all of this, but as things continued on, he needed to step back and was not able to bring this about. But he stepped back to allow for this new one to come in, even though it looks like they are not compatible with each other and all of this. It is all a ruse. It is all part of the game that is being played here to keep the cabal at bay, to keep them thinking that they are able to have a chance to win here, but they are not going to have a chance. They have already lost. In many respects, they already know this, but it is still, they are still attempting to think in the last minute that they will succeed and have their plans fulfilled. But that is certainly not going to happen. And this one Trump is playing, as we were saying, playing the game and keeping them at bay. And at the last moment, when they think that they have a shot, he will release the information that he knows. Is all we can say on this at that time, this time.
Well, thank you. That answered my question.
Yes. Anything further here?
This is Yvette, really quick, if I can do one more. I'm a therapist, and almost everyone I work on, all the tension and trauma is on the left side of the body, upper left. Is there something with the ascension and chakras opening up and clearing that's going on?
Yes, it is all about balance. So the left and the right are coming together. That is what it needs to be. The left and the right being the the male and the female, all of this is coming together as balance. And this is all a part of the transition process and the ascension process that you are going through.
Thank you. That's what I thought.
We are going to release channel now. Be ready for a shift to occur in the next days and weeks to come here. You will be receiving more information on this in this next weekend in your advance here. Those of you that are able to participate will receive some information that you are not aware of yet. And even the James has no idea what we are speaking of right now. But surprise!